So we were grappling with the struggle that Reb Chaim is trying to struggle with. He's proving very emphatically in chapters 1, 2, and 3. He basically proved two things. Number one is that it's very difficult to discuss this topic. That was pretty clear. You know, that was one main thing he proved. And the other one is that right now we have to assume that if the question is, how did a Kadosh Baruch Hu create space in the world for himself to exist, for the world to exist, we are not going to assume that it was what we call Tzimtzum Kipshuto, that it's a literal contraction of a Kadosh Baruch Hu to create a vacuum where he created the world there. We're not going to say that. We're going to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. Okay, we're going to say a Kadosh Baruch Hu was everywhere. And the Zohar says that. And the bottom line is that Kadosh Baruch Hu exists everywhere. Okay, that's what we're going to assume. We're going to go with that side because, and he says in Perek Dalet, he continues and he says, you know, the Gemara says, Ani Hashem lo yishanisi. I am Hashem. I never changed. Meaning, and he says that's also pshat in the what we say every morning in Olam Yehi Adam. We say, Atahu ad shaloi nivra ha'olam, ve'atahu misha nivra ha'olam. You are the same God before the world was created and after the world was created, meaning nothing changed. The same way you were filling every single space in the world before the world was created, you are continuing to fill that space after the world was created. Now, Hashem did not change. Hashem didn't make space for the world to create by making himself smaller, kaviyachol, by actually contracting and creating a space where the world can exist. No, we're not going to say that. Right? And like we said the whole time, we're going to assume that the Vilna Gaon also didn't say that, because if the Reb Chaim Volozhiner is being very emphatic about it, we have to assume he's going with his Rebbe. So we are not going to say that for Shem Ponovoyf. Okay? So, but then he says, well, if you think about this too much, you may come to the conclusion, that it's not worth it to make distinctions and say, well, if Hashem really is everywhere, then what's then you know, everything is holy. So this is what he starts Perek Dalet with. He starts Perek Dalet once again, proving that Hashem is creates the whole world. But then he says the following. Then he says that, like this, Avol, Amitas Ha'inyan, the truth of the matter is, Hat Oznecha, listen carefully with your ears, V'libcha Tosim, and listen with your heart what I'm about to say. The Telech Lebetach, and then you'll be safe. If you follow what I'm about to tell you, you'll be safe. Ki mevor bekama mekom es bazayar. It is clear in the Zohar. She'adon yachid ein soif, HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the ein soif, memale kol almin. Hashem fills everything. However, soiviv kol almin. He's also soviv. He surrounds the world. Meaning to say, when you're surrounded, when you're a donut, there's a space in the middle. So the language of the Zohar that indicates Hashem is soviv kol almin would sound like to say that there is a vacuum where the world exists, but the world memale kol almin sounds like Hashem is everywhere. Right? So Hainu, so here in these words, I don't know if you have those safe in front of you, but it's in Perek Dalet. This is the sod where he says the entire thing. Everything we've been saying for the last, you know, week or so, he summarizes in the next sentence. He says, Shemitzi do, it's a dual perspective. It's a dual perspective. Mitzi do, Yizbarach, when it's coming from the perspective of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the real MS, Nikra bebechinas memale kol almin, then Hashem's everywhere. And nothing changed. Ani hu rishon, ani hu achron, ani Hashem lo yishanisi, I never changed. Umitzideinu, but from our perspective, kifi Hashem nitzdavinu b'Torah, the way Hashem wants us to view the world, b'hanagaseinu b'Torah mitzvahs, in order to have space to create a Torah and a mitzvahs, u'kifi agasakseinu b'chush, and create a world that human beings can't understand, nikra yizbarach soiviv kol almin. He created a method in which he can fool us to think that he's only soviv kol almin. In other words, the chachma of the Tzimtzum was not that Hashem actually contracted himself. but that Hashem created a situation where even though he's there, he can appear not to be there so that we can have a world that can exist in the search to find him. And in order to play that hide and seek, Hashem had to make it that you have to follow the rules of the game. So you have to treat the bathroom as Tumah, because if you treat the bathroom as Kedusha, then he's there. You can't deal with the world where he's there. So Hashem wanted to create the world in such a way that in order for there to appear as though there's a world, he needed to hide. And Memela, that's the idea. So the idea is, you want to know, is Hashem everywhere? Is Hashem not everywhere? The answer is, it depends. From his perspective, which is the MS, he's everywhere. But from our perspective, we're supposed to look at it like he's not. So if you want to have a question, is there Tzimtzum Kipshuto or is it not Tzimtzum Kipshuto? Right, which means, did Hashem contract himself out of the world and create this donut? Or no, there's no donut hole. The answer is...
Why is he hiding?
Because in order to create a world...
He's just around, not...
In order to create a world, there would be no room for the existence of anything other than him if in that way. So really what happens is that Kodesh Baruch was there, but he created a world in which we can imagine as though we really exist. The only way for us to function would be if we imagine that we exist. If we don't imagine that we exist, then there's no point, there's no creation. The creation has to allow that to create the creations, right? The creator has to allow that the creations feel as though they exist.
I think it's a to allow us to think we have free choice. Really, we don't.
For sure. Surely has to do with
like
that as well.
Playing the game, but the game is rigged.
But it's even... It's for sure to allow for, there would be no shaykhis to free choice, but there would also be no shaykhis to existence. It's a little bit even more. Because once, again, this is why he says this is a little too philosophical. But the point is that in the Achdus of Hashem, there's nothing other than Hashem. So the process of creation needs to allow that there can be a perspective, there can exist a perspective which allows it to be seen as though Hashem is, there is created creations outside him. So if you want to, there's all these contradictions. Is Hashem everywhere? Is Hashem not everywhere? It's not contradictions. That's the chachma of what he's saying here. This is the depth. This point right here is the entire depth of the Sefer. Is that they're both true. It depends from whose perspective. From the perspective of the real truth, yeah, Hashem's everywhere. But from the perspective of the way he wants us to view it, is as though it's not like that. He wants us to view it in the sense that we exist and that he pulled back to allow space for us. He wanted that. He wanted us to view that as though it's that way. But he also wants us to know that it's really almost only as if it's that way. So therefore, therefore, let's go back to the Sefer Yetzirah, the Chazal that we said yesterday. Imratz Libcha, if you want to know the real truth, you're going to get carried away. Shuv LaMakom, go back to the Mashal of Makom. Okay? Because if you can't live in a world where everything is Hashem. He doesn't want the world to be that way. Ratzoy V'shoiv. You can go there to get inspiration when you want to realize that really everything's Hashem. The way you have to live your life is down here in the world of Makom. Okay? So, and he says like this.
If everything is Hashem, right?
Yeah.
Then we're Hashem? Like,
right.
So we're not like... We're
you want to know if we really exist, you're saying? That's what I'm saying. It's not a good discussion because who cares if we don't exist? But Hashem wants us to think we do, so we have to pretend like we do. So it's a pretty useless discussion, right? Because what's the point? So you're going to declare now, do I exist or don't I exist? Well, God wants me to think I do, so who cares if I do or don't, right?
What he wants us to think.
What?
We should focus on what he wants us.
Correct. Because he created the world that way. So it doesn't matter. He needed to create the world that we should think we exist. Otherwise, there's no point. So therefore, that's what he's saying. Don't get carried away with this because, hey, I don't really exist. I'm just in Hashem's dream. It's like, what do the characters in your dreams think?
This sounds like a movie or something.
Okay. So really, but the inspiration of it is that your enemies, taka, don't exist. That you're allowed to think about once in a while. So you're allowed to get inspiration.
That's a good point. So you have to revert to the original.
Right. When you're faced with a challenge, we're going to see later in the Sefer, where he turns this into a chizuk. The practical chizuk is the challenge doesn't really exist either, though. Right? So therefore, that's the practical end of it. But we're not up to that yet, okay? But there's a practical end, which is an incredible chizuk in this. This is really going to be very amazing at one point later. Right now, we're still getting it. Okay? So he's saying, really, this is the idea. The idea is, and this is the answer to the, this is the answer to the seeming dichotomy. And the answer is that they're both true. Aliba de MS, Hashem lo yishanisi. Before the world was created and after the world was created, Hashem is the same. There's no real symptom. But, and he's memale kol alman, he's full. But he's also soviv kol alman, because he created a reality that we have to view it that way. We're supposed to view it that way. And it's not fooling ourselves to view it that way, because that's the way Hashem wanted, created the world in a way that it should appear that way, so we could view it that way. Now, furthermore, let me just read how he says it. Ha'inyan ki vadaya emes. The truth is, shemitzi do yizbarach. As far as Hashem is concerned, gam ata, even now. Acha shebara v'chidesha olamos. After he created the world, humimali kola olamos. He exists everywhere. V'amakomos v'abriyas kulam v'shivui gomor. V'achdus poshet. The achdus of Hashem, the singularity of HaKadosh Baruch, that he exists as one. V'einod melvadoi. Like it says clearly. However, he says, it's that way now also. But, however, when it comes to the way we're supposed to view our avoda requires us to view the world differently, and our avoda requires us to view the world as it's compartmentalized. There are tummy places, there are tar places, there are places you feel more shechina, there are places that you feel less shechina, there are places that that's all our avoda, okay? Now, he says that these two perspectives, this dual perspective, where there's the real what Hashem is, and then there's the way we perceive it. What is hiding Hashem from us is teva, is the nature, right? That's the way, it's the world. So he says this is symbolized by the two names of Hashem. Yud Kei Vav Kei, the world, the name Havaya, and the name of Elohim. The name Havaya is to create, right? The name Hashem used before the creation. Before the world was created, there was Havaya. Hashem was everywhere. And that's really the real name of Hashem, is the Havaya. And when we know that, we could say it without changing the pronunciation, right? Because we'll be able to really understand it. Right now, we don't understand that name, and that's why we don't pronounce it that way. We pronounce it differently. But the name Yudke Vavke, right, the four-letter name of Hashem, symbolizes this truth that we can't really relate to in this world. That's why we don't pronounce it. But the name Elohim represents how Hashem relates to the world. The name Elohim, right, Elohim is Gematria HaTeva, right, nature, 86. It's the way Hashem represents himself in the world. Okay, he Elohim could mean a judge. He's interacting with other people. Havaya, there's no interaction. It's the truth. But Elohim is a judge. Is called Elohim. Sometimes angels. It's about the interaction between Hashem and the world, and that's a name within nature. It's a different type of name of Hashem. And by the way, when we say we end off the whole Yom Kippur, we say Hashem Hu HaElohim. What we're saying is, all the Elohim that we see the whole world, all the Elohim that we see all the time, no, it's really Hashem. It's really Yud Kei Vav Kei. There is no Elohim. There's no even Teva. Everything's just really Hashem. After Hol Yom Kippur and after the whole Avodah of Tshuva, what we really recognize is Yudkei Vavkei. We really recognize Hashem, you are the Elohim. All the Koach that we see in the Bria, okay? That's why in Parshas Bereishis, that we just learned, the name Elohim is the name Hashem used to create the world. Right? Bereishis Bara Elohim, not Havaya. Havaya existed in the world before it was created. But once the world was created, Hashem had to come in with Elohim much more. Okay?
Rabbi, if someone sins as an Avera, so is that Hashem doing it? Like, is that Hashem, or that's the person's outside of Hashem, and it's the person?
It doesn't affect anything, really.
Like the Bechira, there's some Bechira there, I would see.
What? Right.
Yeah, team.
Yeah.
Hello?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Now, you are talking about parallel worlds or mirror worlds, or you are talking about a single world?
I'm talking about a single world with a dual perspective on it. Meaning the world exists in this way, but there's really two perspectives on it. There's the perspective of how HaKadosh Baruch Hu made the world and how it exists for real, but then there's the way Hashem had to be mitzamtzim himself. Hashem had to... The fundamental principle of this chapter is that in order to create a world, there can't be a world when there's only Hashem, right? So that means it needed to happen. Something had to happen. And the question was, what happened? Did Hashem actually contract himself to create a vacuum in which he can create the world? So what Nefesh HaChaim is suggesting is no. But he hid himself in a way that he created a reality that can be perceived that he is not there in order to have us exist. So it's one world with two perspectives on the same world.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Now the question is what you're saying is Adam is asking, so if everything's real, if everything is okay, that's a confusing question. You know, so where does Bechir come in? And remember, it's even structured in a way based on all the other Nefesh HaChaim that our mitzvos are actually changing things. Right, in the other world. So we are actually doing something. Yeah. We definitely are doing something, right? So
we have to have some separation from Hashem there. It's not everything is Hashem. We understand it, although we're not supposed to see it that way. There is some
difference. You're saying it's not just a perspective, it's a whole system. It's not just a perspective. It's gotta be that there's a whole system that is set up allowing us to participate in the Bria, right? Yeah, but that's...
We have to be partners.
Right, that's the thing. Right. That's next week's parasha, the Bris Milah, Shakai, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made us partners with him in the world. That's the whole first chapter of Nefesh HaChaim, right? That we're creating worlds with him. So he made a reality that... So it's not just a perspective is what you're saying. There's a certain truth, there's a reality into what's going on. Okay, we're biting off more than we could chew right now. We're getting there.
This is like creating a video game. And in the video game, the characters can like do stuff in the game too, like to build and do stuff.
Right, there's worlds. You know, you're getting to a new world. Remember those games?
Yeah, where you build like SimCity, whatever.
Right, whatever. Right.
It seems like it's a game within a game. And so we feel like we're doing stuff, but really there's like
But Hashem pulled himself, Hashem created, allowed the world to be in this way. But it's an entire system. It's not just, right, it's not just a dream. Right? It's an entire system. Okay, I want to be Mamshach next week. But this, I think we got to a point of, the answer, we have to now flesh out the answer. But the answer now, we finally got to the answer. That it's a dual perspective and they're both true. Okay, now we have to flesh out more questions as we go along. All right?
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, Yisroel Koach.
Thanks for coming.